What's poppin'?
I'm your host, Ray, aka Young Capo, and today I was asked a very interesting question. What do stories about the future say about the present? Welcome back. Today, I brought in a very special guest, goes by the name of Adam, and he's going to talk to you about the question. Here we go.
Hey guys, I read a story a few days ago regarding the question, what does the stories of the future say about the past? And the story was by Alias Khan. Talked about a zombie apocalypse possibly happening one day and that we should be prepared for any circumstance. Zombies could form one day by a mutation of a bad disease, and if this ever turns up to happen one day, you should always be ready and have a supply kit to help you when this happens. You will need all of your daily necessities to live, like water, food, and other stuff. Since zombies are so dangerous, you will need to be somewhere safe, because if you get touched by a zombie, then you will be infected and turn into a zombie and put everyone that you know in danger. And when you are safe, hopefully the CDC will be looking for you, and then you will be brought to safety. And also, we are sometimes so focused on the problems in the future that we need to be more focused on the problems right now.
Nice story from Adam EP. He sure does stutter a lot, though. All right, we're going to move on and talk about another story. That story is going to be told by another good friend of mine that I brought in, Shaniqua. Here you go.
Hey guys, it's me, Shaniqua, and I am going to be relating the question, what do stories about the future say about the present, to the story War of the Worlds. In War of the Worlds, they talk about these aliens that are going to take over the planet or something like that. And the people that were listening in did not get the full backstory of how it was just a joke, but they thought it was for real. So not the part about the aliens, but thinking it was Nazis.
That was a very nice little story from Shaniqua. He is a bit slow, and he can't even read his own handwriting, but we just got a sponsor from Strychnine. Go check his music out. Very nice little saying. But now, let me get right into it. So, I agree with them. I'm just going to, summarize it. I agree with them because, this gives examples of what can happen in the future, but we're not focusing on the present. So what's going on, America? Come on. And now, I'm out of here. I'm gonna give a special shout out to Adam and Nathan. That's about it, and thank you guys.